CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, everybody. It's all happening Friday morning. You've made it to the end of the week, and the beginning of September is behind you, so now all the pressure's off. Except all those debit orders have come off, so actually the pressure's on. You have to keep working this month just to... So, you know, try and fill up what you've just lost from all the debit orders. Aye, aye, aye. Tell me it's not the greatest. It is the weekend, baby. All right, let's get cracking. We've got lots of things to do today. Leanne Moll will be joining us shortly. Later on, we've got Sam Cowan, who's going to be with us. Sam Cowan, of course, unbelievable. She's, first of all, a consciousness and recovery coach. Oh, yes. She's got loads and loads of clients. She's a motivational speaker. She's also a radio and TV presenter and has a number of best-selling books. She wrote From Whiskey to Water, which is a story of her battle with alcohol addiction. She also recently, we spoke to her about a book called Brutal School Ties, which is about the Parktown Boys tragedy, which chronicled the story of this guy called Colin Rex, who was the former water polo coach. That's the last time we actually had her on the show. But I want to talk to Sam about a bunch of things, including our mutual friend Jeremy Mansfield, who is in stage four of a cancer, which, you know, there's no stage five. So we want to just find out, well, talk about it, because I actually saw her and Jeremy yesterday, and we had a beautiful afternoon. There were a few of us, Aki Anastasiou, Alan Ford, a couple other people popped by as well. And Jeremy and Sam, it was very, very special. It was great, fun afternoon of laughter and hilarity and like just kind of reminiscing and nostalgia as well. Very, very special. So I think it was perfect timing for Sam to be on the show this morning. We'll talk to her in just a short while. Lots of other good stuff, including George Meany at just before 8 o'clock. We have the whole weekend ahead of us. Let us know what your weekend plans are. And I've got plenty of fun here in the form of voice notes that people have sent in. So I'm going to play you a couple of these. It seems that these are now taking off. These are the things that we are going to be starting the show with once we've got a little bit more organization in the whole plan. But here, just give you a couple of these to take in first thing in the morning, all right?
Morning, team. Great voice note addition to the show. It's wonderful that people can now voice note instead of typing, especially while they're driving. But I don't know how crazy I am about hearing everyone else's voices.
Which is true, right? I mean, some people don't even like hearing their own voices. In fact, I know people who, they won't record a voice note and then play it back to themselves. They're like, no, it's in the past. Let me let it go. So, good point.
What's up, Gareth and Tim? Chances of this voice note being played are zero because you're playing soppy voice notes. Of course you listen to the show, people. Of course. You love it. Of course, it's a brilliant idea, but can you say something meaningful? Share ideas, fresh ideas. Okay? This is Sanele. Thank you. Bye.
Sanele, just reprimanding all of us because your voice notes are boring, according to him, but you could hear Pumi in the background, so he's definitely listening to the show. Thank you, Sanele. It's good to hear what you sound like.
Guten Morgen, Summer. How's it from Switzerland? Love a Thursday because I get to wake up listening to Pooms and wow. Gareth talking about something valuable.
Right.
Enjoy the show. Like and subscribe, bastards.
There we go. You like and subscribe, you bastards. There, you heard it from him, right? Don't mess around. There's some really great voice notes here this morning. I'm not going to play them all, but here's another one.
Morning, Gareth. It's Sharon here. I really love watching Gareth Cliff Show. I've been watching it for years now. And listening when it wasn't on YouTube yet. Yes, every morning I wake up to your show and really enjoy it. Very interesting subject. Have a great day, everyone. Cheers.
All right. There we go. There's Sharon. You got to say there's a lot of diversity going on here too, hey? I mean, if that's your thing, you know, a lot of people are like, ooh, it's so diverse. That's the most important thing about it, so diverse. I heard the most interesting thing the other day. Apparently NASA... You know, they, along with Kamala Harris, NASA, in partnership with the most irritating vice president in American history, have decided to launch the first ever woman and person of color to land on the moon. Because, A, You know, the moon has never met a woman or a person of color. So, of course, there's a huge, huge problem. It's a big gap in our exploration of the universe. It's not good enough that any human being put their feet there. It has to be women and people of color as well. Otherwise, it doesn't count, which is so bizarre. I mean, like, what now? Now we're going to learn something new? What, are the women and people of color not human? Neil Armstrong didn't represent them as well when he landed on the moon. Anyway, I mean, you know, if you're into diversity, that kind of argument, we can go down that hole if you want to.
Morning. Just regarding yesterday's show, the police will never get back to where they were because there's too much tax to be made in private security businesses. They charge them tax.
All right.
So, no, police are right, coming see, back.
I played one too many voice notes this morning. That one was clearly not a – that was not a good one. So – apologies for that last one, but all the others were terrific. So keep them coming. I'll put the voice note number up, the WhatsApp number on the screen now, so you can also send yours. So I don't want anyone to feel left out this morning. So just in case you're feeling like you want to contribute and you have something slightly better to say than that last voice note, 071-783-6214. That is the WhatsApp line for the Gareth Cliff Show. You can obviously drop us a message anytime you want, but you can also let us know what's going on the YouTube comments. So this morning, I normally listen to the morning show on Google Podcasts, and they've been deleting your new content. Yesterday, I had a few episodes bookmarked. Today, they're all gone. This is very worrying. This is from Jackson. You know, this is a big concern for me because we put shows on here. I don't go through them afterwards and think, well, that one was controversial, or this one we shouldn't have said that, or any. You know, we talk like normal people talk. It seems amazing to me that as a professional broadcaster of some 20 years, I must be told by some intern at Google that the content on one of my episodes is, I don't know, offensive or, you know, against their community standards, whatever that means. So Google, if you're listening, please take this from whence it comes. You don't know the first thing about making an interesting show. You've done nothing but aggregate other people's content. That is your entire business plan. You've created nothing original. A search engine is an algorithm. You took a couple of clever engineers, who are not creative people, you made an algorithm. And now what you do is you sort everyone else's content in the world, from Wikipedia to news sites, to fake news sites. I mean, I can find anything I want on Google, including all the worst stuff on the internet. So you're really not in any position to be telling anyone else that their content is bad, because I can guarantee you there are a few things I could look up on Google that are probably not meant to be on the internet full stop, and they come up number one on your searches. So you should be looking into that, really, perfecting your algorithm, not worrying about my content. The people who are looking for me know what they're looking for. And if they don't, they're in for a nice surprise. So let them get what they want. And stop fucking with my content. None of your business. You're not there to be the emperor of the internet. You're there to decide whether people can find things easily or not. And if you decide to make my things less easy to find, that's absolutely okay with me. I'll still find the people I need to find. We'll do them different ways. I'll use other search engines. But you don't get the right to delete or change content. Either you host me or you don't. If you don't want to host me anymore, then don't. That's cool. We'll find other things. Anyway, I go online to listen to older GCS shows when I feel nostalgic. Oh, by the way, I just want to go back to Jackson's comment here. So, Jackson, what I can suggest to you is either get an iPhone and go onto Apple Podcasts or Spotify, dude. I mean, that's probably the best advice I can give you. Simpiwe, our own Simpiwe in the studio, says, oh, wow, you guys don't sound anything like I would have expected. Well, yes. I mean, as I said, you never really know what someone sounds like until obviously you hear these voice notes. And to hear voices like Sanele's, who we talk to almost every week, it's quite cool. Gary Funavolt just wants us to remember to like and subscribe. So he's mentioned an air fryer. Thank you very, very much. I go online to see the older, to listen to the older GCS shows when I feel nostalgic. Well, there we go. There are a couple of those online. We've been doing this 8 years, so there should be quite a reservoir now. Moonchild says, stuff Google Podcasts and any other fact-checking platforms that think they can censor content for their own agendas. This is happening all over the world, I'm afraid. It's the last gasp of a desperate leftist movement in the United States, to control a narrative around humanity and where we're going and neoliberalism and all of this stuff. And I don't want to sound like one of these crazy crackpot conspiracy theorists, but it does feel to me like they're just desperate now. They're just shutting down everything they can because they can't even countenance an argument with these points of view. So let's just rather shut it down. And you know what? Derek says maybe it's time for a subscription. Look, it'll have to be a lot worse for me to actually build a cost in for you as a listener. And I don't see that happening anytime soon. Plus, of course, I'm well aware of the fact that when I say we want you to subscribe, maybe 10% of the people who listen to this podcast will actually subscribe. And don't pretend you're one of those people who's like, oh, take my money, because I don't believe you. I'd much rather keep the business model that we've got going and build on that. And there are lots of people who are understanding more and more the value of podcasts. And we're the best podcasters in Africa in terms of our experience, the clients we've served, and so much else. So come to us. And if you've got businesses that know, you work for a business that knows something about something, you want to advertise to a bunch of people, you want to do things differently, you want to think forward instead of backwards, then come and talk to us. That's how you can help me make money for this business so we can keep doing the best content possible. And then, you know, if I'm working with great clients, I don't have to worry about trying to get money out of you for listening. Because that, to me, there are ups and downs, but to me, there are more downs at this point. Michael says it's that petty socialist reporting you in all the episodes to get back at you. Is that you mean the dude who was on Reedy's show that I called a petty socialist? Okay. Chase says, my drives are a lot more boring now. I felt so guilty not commenting. Now I listen live in the mornings and I have nothing to listen to when driving. Well, you can't have everything. Make up your mind, you know? Anyway, I've got lots of other good things that we've got to get to this morning. I want to talk about this oldest African dinosaur ever, which they found unearthed in Zimbabwe. Now, I thought Robert Mugabe was dead and that they were going to leave him alone, let him rest in peace. But they've clearly dug him up. That's what that story's all about. I mean, in some ways, I kind of miss him. He had a bit of character, you know. This new guy, you never hear from him. I wonder if the Zimbabwean people are okay with this, that they've dug up their former leader. Anyway, Leanne will tell us more about that later on. CliffCentral.com.